It's all local volunteers, from the readers to the reporters to the writers. All local volunteers. 877-500-5266. Join Heidi in Portland, who gave us two donations. She gave us enough for a t-shirt and enough for a KBOO hoodie. I guess she's maybe giving it out as a gift. So she's two members in one. Heidi is two members. Thank you so much for renewing and joining us. And the news is coming up next. We do all this work out of love for community. Nobody, we're all volunteers. So you listen every day. You listen to Democracy Now. You listen to us doing the news. 877-500-5266, KBOO.FM. Click on donate or come in. Join us, 20 Southeast 8th, right off Burnside. Come on in and see all of our faces that were made for radio. You can take a tour. We'll show you around the place. So come on in, join, become a member of this organization that you already belong to.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, and the time is 5 o'clock. Coming up next is your KBOO Evening News.
Hello, KBOO members. Thank you for being a part of our amazing community. It takes all of us to manage this great community resource, and the role played by the KBOO Board of Directors is essential. Here's an opportunity for you to join the KBOO Board and become part of the team that is guiding our daily work and representing the interests and visions of all of our members. Please consider applying to become a KBOO Board member if you want to help serve our community and put your gifts and talents to good use. There's a time commitment about 15 hours a month for all board members, and you must be a KBOO member. To apply, go to kboo.fm or stop by the station and pick up a paper copy. The deadline to apply is February 18th at 5 p.m. We are looking for folks who love KBOO, who are committed to the community, and KBOO's values of peace, justice, democracy, human rights, multiculturalism, environmentalism, freedom of expression, and social change. Apply today to support your community radio station, KBOO, Portland.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Lunch was provided by Clyde Common, a diversely influenced European-style tavern with communal tables and cocktail bar. Located downtown at 1014 Southwest Stark Street, they offer small plates, main courses, and feasts from 3 p.m. to midnight, 7 days a week. Dinner was provided by Musubi, a Hawaiian rice ball shop on 21st and Southeast Division, providing various meats and meatless Musubi options Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
Coming up on the KBOO Evening News, there have been reports of immigration and customs enforcement agency crackdowns in Portland.
Town hall meetings to discuss the Oregon state budget have begun around the state.
The U.S. House of Representatives has abolished the Election Assistance Commission.
Good evening. This is the KBOO Evening News for Friday, February 10th, 2017, the 22nd day of the Trumpocalypse. I'm Leo.
And I'm Linda Olson-Osterlund.
I'm Kanan Schlesinger. Last night, at approximately 8:15 p.m., KBOO received a tip from a trusted source who has been advised by the ACLU and the Immigrant Community Rights Organization known as IRCO, where they are employed, to remain anonymous for the time being. The source shared witnessing a TriMet bus number 9 being boarded by a federal plainclothes agent who may have been posing as a fare checker. That agent escorted several Asian women to large unmarked vehicles. The agents were reported to have accused them of not having valid fare. Other sources coming to the KBOO newsroom report certain TriMet lines appear to be working complicitly with fare checkers and plainclothes federal agents. Immigration enforcement officials are apparently raiding buses of immigrants. The source's initial tip was posted on Facebook at approximately 7 p.m. and spread through social media into the evening. TriMet's website posted canceled service and rerouting in the Southeast Powell area due to police activity late into the evening. At about 9 p.m., TriMet denied involvement with ICE raids, saying, quote, "There is a rumor going around, spreading quickly, about TriMet, our fare enforcers, and ICE. It is absolutely false." Unquote. The Portland Police Bureau released information at 6:31 p.m. last night of Portland homicide detectives assisted by Multnomah County Major Crimes Team in a central precinct response to a 911 call regarding a 56-year-old Don Allen Perkins who was attempting suicide near Southeast 22nd and Southeast Lafayette. The response seems unrelated to eyewitness accounts of TriMet routes being boarded by fare enforcers and plainclothes federal officers, accompanying reports of bus routes in Southeast and Northeast being rerouted and canceled, in one case without explanation. A KABU reporter along with eyewitness Thea Ward described the Powell area of Southeast 12th to Southeast 26th near Powell Park as being blocked off with police vehicles at each block from Southeast 23rd to Southeast 26th, with police at the intersections of Southeast 25th and Southeast 26th. A TriMet SUV was seen at the 26th Avenue stop from 8 p.m. till approximately 9:15 p.m. Witness Thea Ward also described seeing a large police bureau RV heading west on Powell, then turning left on 26th and right on Gladstone. Thea Ward also reported hearing a train come to a screeching halt at the nearby tracks along with helicopter sounds between 9 p.m. and 9:15 p.m. Witness Thomas Milbourne reported lines 4 and 44 to Gresham Street, St. John's, and Mox Crest as being rerouted and canceled. Bus line 75 was empty as of 7:45 p.m., as was the Interstate Lombard Max Terminal. This morning, TriMet issued another statement this morning saying, "This rumor is absolutely false. We do not and have never worked with ICE. No fare enforcement missions were conducted last night. Our supervisors and code enforcement staff were on duty, but were assisting riders at the Blazers game in the Timbers match. We do not support the targeting of anyone. We do not support or participate in this type of activity. Please help spread the word that these rumors are false. We regret that this fast-spreading rumor has caused concerns about the safety of our riders."
Throughout the presidential campaign, Donald Trump demonized undocumented immigrants and promised to ramp up deportations if he was elected. 3 weeks into his presidency, it appears that the worst nightmare for undocumented immigrants is about to come true. On Wednesday, Guadalupe Garcia de Rios was arrested by Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents in Phoenix. The following day, the 35-year-old was deported to Mexico, a country she left 21 years ago. She leaves behind a husband and two U.S.-born sons. Thursday, ICE agents in Austin, Texas, arrested five people in separate raids around the city. Austin City Councilman Gregorio Casar said that his office had confirmed a large amount of ICE activity in the last 24 hours. Casar called the actions, quote, "beyond reprehensible," unquote. In Los Angeles, civil liberties groups have claimed there was a coordinated sweep of ICE activity in Southern California Thursday. Such groups claim that more than 100 people have been taken into custody, but police and immigration officials have denied the raids and claim that any arrests were part of routine enforcement activities. Attorneys have said there are many examples of people being arrested Thursday that had no violent convictions. Immigrant rights advocates and local politicians have called on ICE to release information about any arrests that took place recently, but ICE has refused. Protests have erupted in downtown Los Angeles in response.
Portland may be a self-proclaimed sanctuary city, but that does not automatically mean that our immigrant neighbors are necessarily safe. If you are an immigrant and are taken into custody by police or immigration agents, the American Civil Liberties Union has the following recommendations. You have the right to remain silent. If you are asked... Forgive me about that. If you are asked about your immigration status, you do not have to answer questions about where you were born or whether you are a United States citizen. If you wish to remain silent, tell the officer. You may have to tell your name. You have the right to a lawyer. If agents come to your home, you do not have to let them in unless they have a warrant signed by a judge. You can ask them to show you the warrant. Do not sign anything without talking to a lawyer. You may be giving up your rights. Know your immigration number and give it to your family. It will help them locate you if you are ever taken into custody. More information is available at www.aclu.org.
The FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force has apparently diverted agents charged with preventing terrorist attacks to focusing on activists and environmentalists. The intention and scope of the investigations are unknown. The FBI has tried to contact at least three people associated with the Standing Rock resistance. Lauren Regan, executive director of the Civil Liberties Defense Center in Oregon and an attorney who has provided legal support to these activists, commented that, quote, "The idea that the government would attempt to construe this indigenous-led nonviolent movement into some kind of domestic terrorism investigation is unfathomable to me. It's outrageous, it's unwarranted, and it's unconstitutional," unquote. Following recent indictments, at least six water protectors now face federal charges. They face charges in federal court, and 600 face criminal charges. For indigenous leaders and activists who continue putting their bodies on the line, these FBI investigations and federal prosecutions have become increasingly worrisome, particularly given the U.S. government and FBI's history.
With all the other high-profile news of the week, it's likely that few people noticed that the House Administration Commission voted to eliminate the Election Assistance Commission. The 6-3 party line vote on Tuesday eliminated the agency, which helps to run state elections and is the only federal agency charged with making sure that voting machines can't be hacked. The EAC was formed in the wake of the disastrous 2000 election in Florida as part of the, quote, Help Americans to Vote Act. The move on Tuesday was denounced by a broad coalition of pro-democracy groups, including Common Cause and the NAACP. The move is especially worrisome in view of the apparent interference in the most recent election by Russian hackers and a 2014 report by the Brennan Center for Justice, which found that voting machines in 42 states were over 10 years old and at risk of failing. Ironically, the committee shutdown comes as the Trump administration prepares to undertake a massive investigation into Trump's claim that 3 to 5 million people illegally voted for Hillary Clinton in the last election, a claim that has been refuted on numerous occasions. However, considering the relentless drive by Republicans to suppress voter turnout and make it more difficult to vote, the elimination of the EAC comes as no surprise.
The KBOO News is very labor-intensive. A lot of time, effort, and talent goes into it 5 days a week, and now we're asking you to support that endeavor. Joining us now are Seth and Jamie to talk about how you can support KBOO.
You've been listening to the KBOO Evening News, and it's KBOO's Winter Membership Drive. So I want you to go to the phone right now and dial 877-500-5266 and become a KBOO member, or you can make a secure donation online at kboo.fm. I'm Jamie. I'm a volunteer programmer on KBOO's Labor Radio, and I'm joined here by Seth, another volunteer, on Roots of Rock and Roll. And we're thrilled to be here with the KBOO Evening News, which is entirely volunteer produced, researched, written, read, and volunteers who care, like you, about building a progressive movement to change our community and our nation. It's not just doom and gloom, but solutions, local solutions. I mean, here we're talking about immigration and custom enforcement, folks in our community being targeted, and solutions from the ACLU and discussion about the Joint Terrorism Task Force, which is also targeting people in our community, which you won't hear about anywhere else on the local news. So if you want to support this fabulous programming, go now to the phone, 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm.
That's right, Jamie. In this age of fake news and people who are supporting fake news and people who are identifying fake news and then the fake news supporters and fake news deniers, this is real news. It's local. It's done by volunteers on every level, every day. We have reporters, writers, and readers every day doing KBOO News. and it's real news. We verify it. It's not fake news. We need this so much right now. It's so important at this moment to me and to probably most of our listeners. We need your support to keep the truth on the airwaves. 877-500-5266. Our evening news brings local perspectives, unique perspectives, news of the resistance. This is the real news. 877-500-5266, KBOO.FM on the internet, and click on the donate or come on in and visit us live if you happen to be lucky enough to be in Portland. 20 Southeast 8th, right off Burnside. Come on in and see for yourself the miracle, the magic of independent radio. Keep the magic alive. Keep the reality alive. You are listening to the KBOO Evening News.
You are listening to the KBOO Evening News. Stay tuned for Counterspin at 5:30, followed by Bread and Roses at 6. At 7, it's Hard Knock Radio News, news and views from a hip-hop perspective. Tomorrow's weather calls for a few morning showers, followed by a partly cloudy day with temperatures in the high 40s. East of the Cascades in Hood River, you can expect a similar conditions. On this date in 1989, Ron Brown was elected chairman of the Democratic National Committee, becoming the first African-American to lead a major U.S. political party. The quote of the day is from Brown, who said, Politics, life, and business are not spectator sports. You have to get involved to get ahead. Most importantly, when you reach that level of success, keep the door open and the ladder down for others to follow.
With the state of Oregon facing a $1.88 billion deficit during the 2017-19 biennial, the Budget Writing Joint Ways and Means Committee is holding a series of public hearings across the state. The town hall-style events were scheduled after the committee released a report outlining the changes and cuts to state services that will be considered if the state does not increase revenue. Budget areas most likely to be impacted include funding to education, transportation subsidies, programs for seniors and those with disabilities, as well as coverage under the Oregon Health Plan. The first of these sessions takes place this evening in Salem. The Portland meeting is scheduled for tomorrow from noon to 2 o'clock in the Imel DeBarnardis CC building on the Sylvania campus of Portland Community College. PCC is located at 12000 Southwest 49th Avenue. For additional information on other locations, listeners can go to the Disability Rights Oregon website, droregon.org, and look for the link at the bottom left of the homepage.
And now, here's KBOO's Ray Bodwell with a look at some of this week's fabrications from the Trump administration.
You're saying it's a falsehood, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts.
And so we begin another review of Trump administration alternative facts of the week. On Sunday, Trump started out with his favorite subject, America's out-of-control crime rate. During an interview with Bill O'Reilly of Fox News, Trump said, quote, "I'm very much opposed to sanctuary cities. They breed crime. There are lots of problems," end quote. Actually, there are no facts that support that statement. Using crime data from the FBI, researchers from the University of California at Riverside and Highline College compared 80 cities and found that, quote, "A sanctuary policy itself has no statistically meaningful effect on crime," end quote. In a separate study, a UC San Diego professor looked at 608 sanctuary counties and actually found lower rates of crime in those counties than in non-sanctuary counties. Then, during a roundtable discussion with a group of county sheriffs, Trump referenced the nation's soaring murder rate.
"The murder rate in our country is the highest it's been in 47 years, right? Did you know that? Because the press doesn't tell it like it is."
In fact, the murder rate for 2015, the most recent year available, was among the lowest in the last 45 years. In the years between 2010 and 2015, the murder rate has fluctuated between 4.4 and 4.9 murders per 100,000 people. That is less than one half of the 1980 murder rate of 10.2 per 100,000. Then, on Monday, while speaking to troops at United States Central Command, President Trump charged that the media underreports terrorist attacks.
Radical Islamic terrorists are determined to strike our homeland as they did on 9/11, as they did from Boston to Orlando to San Bernardino. It's gotten to a point where it's not even being reported. And in many cases, the very, very dishonest press doesn't want to report it.
Monday night, the White House released a list of 78 attacks it deemed to have been underreported. But a report by PolitiFact confirmed that 77 of the 78 attacks in the list had in fact been reported, and in many cases, such as San Bernardino, Paris, Orlando, and Nice, the reports had been extensive. Noticeably absent from the list were Dylann Roof's 2015 attack on the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina, that resulted in the deaths of 9 African-American parishioners, or the recent attack on the Islamic Cultural Community Center of Quebec City, which took the lives of 6 Canadian Muslims. On Wednesday, Trump accused Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal of misrepresenting comments made by Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch during Get Acquainted meetings between the two men. Blumenthal reported that Gorsuch had told him that Trump's comments on the judiciary were demoralizing and disheartening.
His comments were misrepresented, and what you should do is ask Senator Blumenthal about his Vietnam record. He misrepresented that, just like he misrepresented Judge Gorsuch.
Republican strategist Ron Bongean, who is assisting the White House on the Gorsuch nomination, confirmed Blumenthal's account, but the White House quickly struck back, claiming that Gorsuch's comments were general and accused Blumenthal of misrepresentation. Later, other senators, including Nebraska Republican Ben Sasse, said Gorsuch made similar statements in their private meetings. In a television interview on MSNBC yesterday, Sasse said, quote, "Gorsuch and I actually talked about that, and frankly, he got pretty passionate about it," end quote. But we're going to end this segment with some good news. Yesterday, Rachel Maddow produced some statistics that show that the majority of Americans are not fooled by Trump administration alternative facts.
We've got this exclusively tonight. This is brand new national polling data from PPP. Asked about the New York Times and Saturday Night Live, Americans think both of those institutions have more credibility than President Donald Trump.
To see the complete poll results, interested listeners should Google Rachel Maddow and watch the first 10 minutes of last night's show. As I like to say, you can't make this stuff up. For KBOO, this is Ray Bodwell.
Right, you can't make this stuff up, and you're not going to hear it anywhere else. You're listening to a membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News, and our volunteers work very hard every day to bring you this coverage of local, national, and international news. So now it's your turn. Seth and Jamie will tell us how we can support KBOO.
That's right. I'm here with Jamie. We're two volunteers. That means we come here of our own volition and dedicate our time and our questionable talents to the KBOO team, the news team. They work so hard on this program every day, and you listen to it, so you appreciate it. Give us a call. Become a member if you already are a member and you can afford a little more this year. 877-500-5266, KBOO.FM. We ask, if nothing else, if you can give us an hourly salary once a month. If you make $10 an hour, if you can donate, that's what, $120 a year. $10 an hour, $10 a month. That's what we ask. For $60, we are offering now this beautiful KBOO and the Against the Media Zillas t-shirt. So you can become a member, you can support KBOO, you can support the community, and you can be fashionable and wearing the shirt, letting others know that you do support the alternative to alternative media. The alternative to alternative facts, which is used to be called truth. But now we're doing alternative to alternative facts. Give us a call. Help us in our fight, in our resistance. You know you already are part of it. Now show it to your neighbors. 877-500-5266. Right, Jamie?
That's right. You are an important part of this effort. Take a stand for the truth
Take a stand for freedom of information. Take a stand for facts. We have a syndicated national program that we have on Friday afternoons, right after the evening news, called Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, which takes apart the alternative facts presented by the mainstream media. Well, now KABU locally is taking apart the alternative facts presented by the Trump administration on a regular basis. And every day, thousands of you rely on this newscast. We're able to provide this perspective in this astonishing, unrepresentative media environment because of you, because of local activists that bring us the news and we bring it to you. And we need your assistance to make that possible. So call right now, 877-500-5266, or go on the web to kboo.fm.
The airwaves belong to all of us. Or supposedly, in theory, the airwaves belong to all of us. And we're one of the last vestiges that are holding on to this ideal of radio. We don't belong to corporate sponsors. We don't belong to advertisers. We are beholden to ourselves and to our listeners. That's what community radio is. Community broadcasters, our job is to bring you rich content that is meaningful and relevant to you and hopefully somewhat entertaining, regardless of the commercial value. We don't need to satisfy any sponsors. We are beholden to you, the listener. Give us a call. Help us. Support us in our support of you and the community. 877-500-5266. If you can afford $60 a year, that's $5 a month. Get the KABU versus the MediaZilla's t-shirt, and we can take it out of your bank account or a Visa MasterCard, $5 a month. You won't even feel it. That's basically a cup and a half of coffee a day to help keep KABU on the air. 877-500-5266, kboo.fm. Click on the donate link.
You know, maybe you've been listening to KABU for a while, maybe. And you aren't a member. You've heard us asking for support, but you thought we were talking to somebody else. You know, that's not your style. Don't wait for the other guy. You know, I actually was a listener for almost 40 years before I contributed a dime to KABU. And you know what happened? I got one of those newfangled smartphones. So when they said, go online to kboo.fm, I just pulled out my smartphone, which you can do right now. And go to the web, kboo.fm, and donate.
I think you could even call on one of those smartphones, too.
Yeah, you could do
877-500-5266. And if you are one of those people waiting for the other guy just called and joined. So now you have no excuse. Your number is up. You are a member of KABU just by listening and enjoying. Now let us know that you're a member of KABU. Don't be anonymous any longer. 877-500-5266, kboo.fm. We are the community, the voice of the community. We are community radio. You are part of the community, which means you are part of us. Give us your support. Let us know that you're part of us. 877-500-5266. Support the music shows you love. Support the independent public affairs shows, the news, the truth, basically. I'm selling the truth. And I feel good about that.
That's right. And maybe you won't be near your radio later today. It might slip your mind. So take care of your contribution right now while you're thinking about it. Support from listeners like you adds up to the largest share of funding for everything you hear on KABU. Call now or give it online. 877-500-5266 or on the web at kboo.fm.
You're listening to the KABU Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Joe Lino, Jack Petz, and Stacy Holtman. The producer is Ray Bodwell. Our engineer is Jenna Yokoyama. The KABU Evening News Director is Charity Marchant. The PM Public Affairs Director is Kanan Schlesinger. A podcast of this newscast, forgive me, my stumbling over my tongue here. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/evening news. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at KBOO News. You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Linda Olson Osterlund.
And I'm Liam Delta. Coming up Monday morning on KBOO at 7, Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8 on More Talk Radio, a look at the exportation of religious homophobia to African nations. At 9, the Old Mole Variety Hour goes where corporate media fears to tread. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia. Headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, Locus Focus with Barbara Bernstein. At 11, Health Watch, information to make you healthier. And at 11:30, Radio Zine hosts Susan Quinn, author of Eleanor and Hick, The Love Affair That Shaped a First Lady. Thank you, KBOO members, for your generous support during this winter membership drive. If you're not yet a member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate, or call 877-500-5266.
Welcome to Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, Betsy DeVos's website describes her as a disruptor. Now that she's confirmed as education secretary, what calls for disruption is the set of myths that carried her through, despite an evident lack of experience or expertise. Myths to do with school choice and accountability that corporate media rarely interrogate thoroughly or contrast with different visions of education. We'll talk about that with Kevin Kumashiro, former Dean of Education at the University of San Francisco and founder of Education Deans for Justice.